राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरा वनचारी यमुना तीरा वनचारी जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 शिल प्रभुपाद की जय। हूँ विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिवर्त आचार्य अष्टोदशत ऐसी भक्तिदानंद स्वामी शिल प्रभुपाद की इस्कॉन बीबीटी फाउंडर आचार्य शिल प्रभुपाद की जय। ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिवर्तकाचार्य अष्टोदश श्री श्रीमद भक्ति सिद्धांत सहस्रकुल गोस्वामी महाराज की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की नामाचार्य हरिदास ठाकुर की प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद की हरे कृष्ण महामंत्र की हरिनाम संकीर्तन की श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपिका श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरी गोवर्धन की वृंदावन मथुरा धाम की नवदीप मायापुर धाम की जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की गौर प्रेमानंदी समवेद भक्त वृंद की समवेद भक्त वृंद की समवेद भक्त वृंद की हरे कृष्ण। तो श्रीमद् भागवतम फर्स्ट कैंटो सेकेंड चैप्टर श्लोक नंबर 4। आई थिंक इस श्लोक विच इज सिंग डेली सो आई वोंट गो फॉर वर्ड टू वर्ड एवरीवन नोस। हाँ बराबर है श्लोक इज करेक्ट। नारायणम नमस्कृत्य नरम चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्।
Thank you.
మాతాజీస్ word to word meaning narayanam, the personality of godhead, namaskrutya, after offering respectful obeisances, naram cha eva, and narayan rishi, narottamam, the supermost human being, devim, the goddess, saraswatim, the mistress of learning, vyasam, vyasdev, tatah, thereafter, jayam, all that is meant for conquering, udirayet, be announced. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. Before reciting this Srimad Bhagavatam, which is the very means of conquest, before reciting this Srimad Bhagavatam, which is the very means of conquest, one should offer respectful obeisances unto the personality of Godhead Narayan, unto Nar Narayan Rishi, the supermost human being, unto Mother Saraswati, the goddess of learning, and unto Srila Vyasdev, the author. Purport. All the Vedic literatures and the Puranas are meant for conquering the darkest region of material existence. The living being is in the state of forgetfulness of his relation with God due to his being overly attracted to material sense gratification from time immemorial. His struggle for existence in the material world is perpetual, and it is not possible for him to get out of it by making plans. If he at all wants to conquer this perpetual struggle for existence, he must re-establish his eternal relationship with God. And one who wants to adopt such remedial measures must take shelter of literatures such as the Vedas and Puranas. Foolish people say that the Puranas have no connection with the Vedas. However, the Puranas are supplementary explanations of the Vedas intended for different types of men. All men are not equal. There are men who are conducted by the mode of goodness, others who are under the mode of passion, and others who are under the mode of ignorance. The Puranas are so divided that any class of men can take advantage of them and gradually regain their lost position and get out of the hard struggle for existence. Srila Sut Goswami shows the way of chanting the Puranas. This may be followed by persons who aspire to be the preachers of Vedic literatures and the Puranas. Srimad Bhagavatam is the spotless Puran, and it is especially meant for them who desire to get out of material entanglement permanently. Om Ajnanti Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya చక్షురోన్మిలితం యేన తస్మై శ్రీ గురవే నమః. నమ ఓం విష్ణుపాదాయ కృష్ణ ప్రేష్టాయ భూతలే
శ్రీమతే భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామీనితి నామినే నమస్తే సరస్వతే దేవే గౌరవాణీ ప్రచారిణే నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాదీ పాశ్చాత్య దేశ తారిణే వాంఛాకల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ కృపా సింధువ్య ఏవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః. నమో మహావల కృష్ణ ప్రేమ ప్రదాయతే నాయ కృష్ణ చైతన్య నామినే గౌరద్విషే నమః. హే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధు దీనబంధో జగత్పతే గోపేశ గోపికాకాంత రాధాకాంత నమోస్తుతే. తప్త కాంచన గౌరాంగీ రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరి వృషభానుసుతే దేవి నమామి హరి ప్రియే. జయ శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర్ శ్రీవాసాది గౌర భక్త వృంద. హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే.
సో జనరలీ వి సింగ్ దిస్ వర్స్ ఓన్లీ డైలీ బిఫోర్ భాగవతం క్లాస్. సో అండ్ వి ఆల్సో సే నష్ట ప్రాయేషు భద్రేషు నిత్యం భాగవత సేవయ భగవతే ఉత్తమ శ్లోకే భక్తిర్భవతి. వి సింగ్ దిస్, సో ఐ విల్ డైరెక్ట్లీ గో అహెడ్ బికాస్ వి ఆల్రెడీ సెంగ్ దిస్ వర్స్ ఫ్యూ టైమ్స్. గో టు ద డిస్కషన్ పార్ట్. సో దిస్ ఈజ్ వెరీ ఇంపార్టెంట్ చాప్టర్, ద ఫస్ట్ క్యాంటో. ద బ్యాక్గ్రౌండ్ వాజ్ టోల్డ్ ఇనిషియలీ ఇన్వోకింగ్ మంత్రాస్ లైక్ భగవద్గీత. ద ఫస్ట్ క్వాలిఫికేషన్ మెన్షన్డ్ ఈజ్ అర్జున సరెండర్స్ టు కృష్ణ. దిస్ ఇస్ ఐఎమ్ కన్ఫ్యూజ్ అండ్ ఐ సరెండర్ టు కృష్ణ. ఆల్దో అర్జున్ వాజ్ అ ప్యూర్ డివోటీ, బట్ ఎట్ దట్ పొజిషన్ ఎట్ దట్ రోల్ he was initially having his own opinion and therefore he was confused and then he surrendered to Krishna. Here if we see either Sukhdev Goswami, Shaunak Muni, Parikshit Maharaj, they have already surrendered, means they want to listen, they want to hear. Arjun initially was thinking in the first chapter that I might able to find out my way by my own logic, and he was giving logic, this is path, this is punya, etc. But then he understood that maybe I will have to listen. Then he surrendered and Gita was spoken. So that way, that was the qualification required over there. Here, the audience is already sitting, willing to hear. So that part has been taken care of. Sukhdev Goswami is coming. Before that, Maharaj Parikshit is sitting. Sudh Goswami is sitting. When Sudh Goswami comes to Nemesh and Shaunakani Muni are already ready to hear. So they are not confused. So that part is not here. But if we see in the first or second shloka of Srimad Bhagavatam, the part which is there, which is required to begin, in one way, yes, we can read Srimad Bhagavatam anytime, like Srila Prabhupada said, it is like sugar candy, we can read any part. Yes, but if you want to go into the deep parts and get the full grasp of Srimad Bhagavatam, then that qualification mentioned is, in the beginning is Parmo Nirmatsaranam Satam. It's not that only we are sitting to listen. We might sit to listen. Many of us have been listening for many years. But the qualification mentioned over here in the beginning of Bhagavatam is Paramo Nirmatsaranam Satam. We should be free from envy. Nirmatsar. Sanskrit, if we see, mat means me and sar means, in Marathi also there word is there, saras means better. Or one who is better than me, one who is ahead of me. That is envy basically. We have to be free from envy. To get the full grasp of Srimad Bhagavatam. Even if we are not, we'll get some grasp and maybe we'll become free from envy after hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, but then we should listen it again. But that is the whole thing. Like anyone who just reads Bhagavad Gita in a challenging mood or in a scholarly mood, let me see, he'll get some benefit. But once he understands that I have to read Bhagavad Gita, it's very important, then with that mood he has to listen again, because that was Arjuna's mood. That way, I'm not saying those who are not free from Matsar should not listen to Bhagavatam. They can listen any part, any shloka, it is always better. But to get the full grasp, once they are free from envy, they have to again go through the Bhagavatam again. So that's the qualification required over here. And then here the auspicious prayers are invoked. Before we enter for any activity, we always pray to our seniors. So here we began with Narayanam, then Naranarayan Rishi, then Devim Saraswatim. Saraswati Devi is also worshipped because she is the demigoddess or goddesses of intelligence or learning. And then Vyas Dev is also worshipped. And Tato Jayam Udirayet. So Jay was generally, we call it Jay, Jay, something. Jay Ho. But here, Prabhupada is translating Jay in a very wonderful way. He's telling, all that is meant for conquering. So there is Jay in sports also. Sometimes some people win, means this country, that country, or this man, that man, woman. So his Jay has happened. But here it is said, all that is meant for conquering. Certainly, in Vedic language, sometimes some things need not be spoken because they are already understood. For example, in Vedic language, if only milk is mentioned, then it need not be specified it's cow's milk. If it is unspecified, it's cow's milk. There are other milks also discussed and used in Vedic scriptures, but if there are other milks is intended, it is mentioned. It should be buffalo milk or goat milk or camel milk. But if it is not mentioned, then it is cow's milk. Similarly, if oil is only mentioned, if it is nothing specified, then it is steel oil. If oil use is mentioned. There are other oils which are also useful. They are mentioned, but then it will be mentioned. Mustard, groundnut, and etc. 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 Similarly, in Vedic scriptures, Tato Jayam, Jay. If only Jay is mentioned, victory. Then it is clear that victory is in spiritual path. When Valmiki Muni, I think, or Vishwamitra Muni, I think, I just don't know, but he came to Ayodhya and Dasharatha Maharaj gave him a big seat and asked him, Ahar Sita Yatad Janma Murtyu Jayaya. How is your path progress going on the path to conquer birth and death? How is your victory process going on? That doesn't mean victory process of some car racing or Mumbai marathon or academics, 12th or 10th exam. You can be victorious in all these things. But if it is unspecified, in Vedic scriptures, the Jay means it is in spiritual path. The path to conquer birth and death and establish our relationship with Supreme God again. Janma Murtyu Jayaya. So here, that is only meant to be conquered. Because anything else that will be conquered will be defeated. Tomorrow or today you might become the gold medalist in some marathon. But after a few years, you cannot be. Now the time will defeat you. But your process of conquering Janma Mrityu, that cannot be defeated by time. That cannot be influenced by time. At the same time, I was listening to one class by His Grace Gauran Prabhu. He made a very wonderful point. He said, everything in this world will be destroyed by time. Sorry to say, but this sound system will be. You and my body will be. Even though this building is used for temple, but somewhere down the time it is going to be worn down, even though it is a temple. Anything in this material world will be destroyed by time. Except our conditioning. Our conditioning by my three modes of nature, our material existence, even after Brahmaji's death, what happens? The soul is kept like with his conditioning in Mahavishnu body. And again in the next creation he comes out. So everything, Himalayas, mountain, earth, universe, everything will be destroyed by influence of time automatically. But our soul's conditioning will not be destroyed by time. And for that, one has to do very focused effort. See, something which will be destroyed by time, everything, biggest Himalayas, mountains, earth, rivers, but only our conditioning will not be. And how much proper focused efforts we need to do to destroy that. And therefore, it should be very, and that is what is Jai. Jai is to destroy or to defeat our conditioning of material existence. That is what is Jai. Tato Jayam Udirayet. Let the victory be announced. And for that we have to offer obeisances to Narayanam, Naranarayan and Devim Saraswati and Vyasdev. and let the victory be announced, victory in conquering over our conditioning. And therefore, Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport 2-3 times, which point I have taken up today. I will be discussing more on that, explaining a bit more on that. Srila Prabhupada writes, all Vedic literatures and Puranas are meant for conquering the darkest region of material existence. So why? What are the Vedic Puranas meant for? Conquering the darkest region of material existence. In the further in the purport, he says, okay, last paragraph, there was one line in between, I am not able to locate it. Yeah, okay. If he is at all want to conquer this perpetual struggle for existence, he must re-establish his eternal relationship with God. And that is the victory which we are talking and which will be discussed in this Bhagavatam. So Bhagavatam is meant for that. And in the last line, Prabhupada says in the purport again, it is especially meant for them who desire to get out of material entanglement permanently. So this is our goal and this is we desire the victory in this way. That is to get out of material entanglement permanently. And yesterday as I was speaking something in Brahmachari class, there I made this point that many of us, maybe myself also certainly, we are practicing sadhana bhakti for 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, 30 years, whatever it may be. Or 2 months, somebody may be new, first time you might have come today. We don't know. But I know at least good amount of people who are listening to this class have been practicing sadhana bhakti for good number of years, including myself. So some ups and downs might have happened. Okay. But while doing that, what I feel for myself and maybe sir, you also might feel the same, is while doing daily chanting, doing daily seva, coming to temple, mangal arati, flower making, garland, hearing Bhagavatam, brooming, cleaning, cooking, serving, whatever it may be, reading books, Bhakti Shastri, Bhakti Vaibhav, marathon, Harinam Kirtan, Gaur Arati, we do everything, that's wonderful, but we forget the goal. It is not in our main consciousness. We just do it, we like it, it's a wonderful thing, certainly better than doing all other activities outside in the world. But we should remember the goal. Yes, this is the process we are doing. We are doing the right process. That's wonderful. But we are, while doing the right process, we should also know the goal. And many times what I feel, the goal goes into some background. We just know when we are talking about it. And that goal is to conquer over this. Because when we are always aware of the goal, we'll perform the process in a different way. And as Bhagavad Gita says, Vyavsayatmika buddhi ekeha kurunandana. Even in Ishopanishad, Srila Prabhupada writes, all confusion is because of lack of goal. So even in sadhana bhakti, sometimes we get confused, are what I'm doing is right, or is this right, is that right? First of all, the goal is to be clear. Sometimes people may think, whether I should be brahmachari or grihastha, or I should do this seva or that seva, or etc., etc., etc. Whether I should stay in Bombay or Pune or New Bombay or New York, whatever we might be doing, we have to have very clear goal, first of all. Ashram, job, location, whatever it may be. Even if you go to Yatra or don't go to Yatra, the goal has to be clear. Why we are going to Yatra? To increase our Krishna consciousness. And that has to be in our foreground. Otherwise, we just go and come. That's much better than going to some Kulu Manali or something like that. But still, Prabhupada has called it International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Not only Krishna Japa. I want to make a point that sometimes we do Japa, we do Krishna Japa, we do Krishna Kirtan, we do Krishna Yatra, but we forget that Krishna Consciousness part. That's what I am trying to make it out here. And therefore, we have to be very clear. When the goal is clear, then confusion is not there and other things don't disturb us. We don't get distracted. For example, suppose, just one small point before we move ahead. Because if we lack the goal, now what I feel, if we do japa and all what we are doing, spiritual devotional practices, but if we lack the goal, and if we don't have that in our consciousness always, then it may tend that our spiritual practices can be just one another type of a dharmic activity. Like many people do much of chanting. They don't have a clear goal what they are doing. They go to temples many times. They also listen to some sermons. They also read some spiritual books. They don't have a clear goal. And it tends to just become a dharmic activity. A religious activity. And sometimes it may tend to become a ritualistic activity also. We daily get up in the morning. It's wonderful. We attend Mangala Arati. But if we are in that Krishna conscious goal, then I will say what happens with that in the upcoming discussion in the what remaining time is there. Then it might tend to just a dharmic activity, and therefore sometimes Bhaktivinoda Thakur has said in his books that it may happen that we may go on chanting for millions of births and still not achieve Krishna Prem or Krishna Consciousness, means Anya Abhilashita Shunyam. Because we are doing Krishna Consciousness activities, but we don't know the goal. So we have to be very conscious of that. And when we know the goal, we don't get diverted or influenced or affected by things which, by which we should not be affected. For example, I just spoke one example few days back in another place. Is suppose we go to the temple and we pray. It's a materialistic example. Oh God or Devata or whoever it may be in that place of worship, please give me Mercedes Benz. That is my very strong desire. We pray for that. It's good, no problem. And then we come out of the temple and we see outside the temple, brand Mercedes Benz with a key for us. Yes. We can recognize. No, I prayed and now my prayer is fulfilled. Oh, it's there. Let me go and take it. And we'll open the door and sit and drive it off. But suppose you are getting down the steps of the temple and somebody comes and says, you nonsense, you bhik manga. You say, tune aise bola mere ko, main car nahi lunga. I don't want Mercedes. We say like that. No, we'll be focused. Car, I prayed, I want it. You say whatever you want to say. I don't care for that because my goal was car. Somebody comes and throws some colored water on you. You may get upset, but you will not say that because no, it's colored water, I don't want my car. Your goal is clear. I want Mercedes Benz. It is no right there. People speak bad words to me. People throw some colored water on me. Or people give me some kheer to eat and that kheer is spoiled one. Or everyone is getting the kheer outside the temple and I don't get the kheer. Whatever may happen, the car is there, my goal is there and I want it. We won't be get affected. But we see many times while doing bhakti, we get affected by gross and subtle and like even on the level of pride and ego. Because our goal is not clear. We just don't know that I am staying in association of devotees, not for everyone to respect my opinion. Or not for people, all the people will be just as I want. You see, our devotees around me should be just, it should be like this, it should be like this, it should be like this, it should be like that. And everything should be so amicable. It should be better. But it, many times it is not that way also. Actually, while discussing this point, we have all heard this narration of Indradumna Maharaj being cursed by Agastya Muni, who became Gajendra. So in that statement, I was reading that narration in Bhagavatam. In one shloka in the purport, Srila Prabhupada writes, Srila Prabhupada writes, it is evident from this incident that sometimes sages like Agastya Muni, Deval Muni and Narad Muni curses someone. So it's not good to curse others, but it happens. So, in our devotional life, spiritual life, especially in a setting of a community, either Gurustas or Brahmacharis in a community, in some yatras or something, we generally get disturbed by some behavior of other people or some natures of other people. Yes, that will be there. It cannot be removed. But we get too much disturbed or affected because our goal is unclear. We just don't know. In yatra, we are there to be Krishna conscious. Just like when that Mercedes car is there, our goal is clear. We won't be disturbed by all these small things compared to Mercedes car. These things are small compared to, but suppose that Mercedes car is not there and you are coming out of the temple and somebody speaks bad words to you, then you will be agitated. Somebody puts up a holy color water on your body, then you will be disturbed. Or yes, everyone is getting kheer and you don't get a kheer, then again you will be disturbed because that Mercedes car is not there in front of us. Our goal is not there. When the goal is there, we won't be disturbed by all these things. So, similarly in our sadhana bhakti, whenever our goal, like, I am here to just develop pure love for Krishna. Shuddha Krishna Prem. And all these things, let them happen or don't happen. And therefore, we see Indradhumna Maharaj, his goal was clear. Agastya Muni, in this world, Agastya Muni came and cursed him. As Indradhumna Maharaj was very sense controlled and everything. And Agastya Muni said, you are rude, you are uncultured, and you are like this. So Agastya Muni's goal was not Agastya Muni. Indradhumna Maharaj's goal was clear. His goal was not to show that he is right, which many times we do. If there is something like that, we want to show to the whole world, see, I am right. What he is saying is wrong. That is not our goal. Our goal is Krishna consciousness. Whatever, let him say, our goal is how can I be more focused on Krishna? I'm not saying. So, if we see, whatever points Agastya Muni said was, if we go for discussion, was wrong. Neither was Indradhumna Maharaj rude, neither was uncultured. Yes, the incident happened that he did not receive him because he was meditating. But Agastya Muni said all these points. So Indradhumna Maharaj never went into that mode of defending himself or proving to the society that how I am right and how Agastya Muni is wrong. Or if we say in another case of Chitraketu Maharaj, he being cursed by Mother Parvati, you become Asur. So Chitraketu Maharaj, just few months back, had got a darshan of Lord Shankarshan. And still he was cursed. So that will happen even after we see the Supreme Lord. Sometimes we think we will become pure devotees and such things won't happen. No. Chitraketu Maharaj was a pure devotee. He had got a darshan of Supreme Lord by saying those mantras for 6 months. And now he was with queens and aeroplane. He was always chanting. 24/7 he was chanting kirtan. Still he got cursed. And he never went into the mode, oh Parvati, you are wrong. Actually I was not joking on him. I was smiling on his glories. We don't see Chitraketu Maharaj going into all this mood. He just comes down and offers obeisances. Because he says, whether I have to be Krishna conscious, not ego conscious or not pride conscious. When we go into these other modes, we become proud conscious or ego conscious. But both Indradhumna Maharaj and Chitraketu Maharaj, the goal were very clear. Actually, a week back, I was hearing one of His Holiness Radhana Maharaj's class. He gave in Mayapur Yatra. All of us might have heard it before. I also heard it before. Maybe I might have recorded that myself. I don't know. Many years back. But I'll have to find out who recorded it, because initially I used to do that seva many years back. But I was hearing that a week back approximately, and one sentence, it just struck me, and past 8-10 days I am just releasing that sentence, which is, Maharaj spoke it, but it is from Srimad Bhagavatam itself. And I am just repeating what I heard from Radhanatha Maharaj. He is also repeating from what Vrindavan Das Thakur spoke in Chaitanya Bhagavat. Not Srimad Bhagavat, Chaitanya Bhagavat. So the whole incident is of Mahaprakash Lila. And then Lord Chaitanya calls Sridhar Kolvej. And then the description is there. How was Sridhar Kolvej living his life? And it was mentioned that people in the night would say all bad words to Sridhar Kolvej. Hey, you Pashandi, you are pretender. Why you are shouting so loudly? Hey, we know you are shouting because you are hungry. Hunger pangs are, what it may be. So all the people were criticizing Sridhar Kolvej. Not only criticizing verbally, they were also physically abusing. By throwing some things. Take this food, eat and be silent. Like that. Many. Or some were saying, hey, you are worshipping Krishna. What is the benefit? We worship Chandi and we are so rich, etc. So much thing. And Vrindavan Das Thakur also says this point, and Param Pujya Radhanatha Maharaj also said this point, that why was Sridhar Kolvej not affected? Because see, such things are going to happen in our devotional life. People are going to accuse us like this. In material world it is going to happen. Like, it is evident from this fact that sometimes sages like Narada, Asila, Deval, they curse someone. It's going to happen. We expect it not going to happen. But therefore, Srimad Bhagavatam, all these narrations are mentioned to tell us it is going to happen. What we should do. And Sridhar Kolbe. And we may say, nahi, that devotee did. Are koi bahar ka aadmi karta acha hota tha. Agastya Muni and Indra Muni, Hari Bol, we can't say what type of devotees both were. They are all elevated. Parvati and Chitraketu, Hari Bol, we just don't know. Both were highly elevated devotees. Still it happened. Certainly, we can say it is for our lesson, but it has happened also. So sometimes we have this, bahar ka aadmi bolta to acha tha. Mandir ke andar kaise bola? Indra Muni, Agastya Muni and Parvati herself, is Parvati from outside temple or something, outside Krishna Manjara? Like Chitraketu said, are aur koi bolta, koi mataji bolta chalta. Shivji ki patni Parvati ne bola. No, I should revolt back. Koi dusri mataji bolte to chal jata tha. Not that way. Not that way. So it should not happen, but it happens. In material world, it happens. Because another reason is we are all conditioned souls. That is another topic which I won't go into today. But in that Chaitanya Bhagavata is mentioned, Sridhar Kolbe was also being cursed. And they were religious people. They were Devi worshippers. They were not drunkards. They were Devi worshippers. That were religious. May not be Vaishnavas. But they were religious people. Sridhar Kolbe was not affected. Why? Because it is mentioned, Param Drushtva Nivartate. His goal was clear. Param Drushtva. Higher. And therefore, a wonderful point Rahat Maharaj makes while clarifying this point. Param, what does Param Drushtva? Param means higher. So Rahat Maharaj made this point. If someone behaves with us out of envy, or out of pride, or out of ego, or out of false acquisition, whatever it may be. And if we get affected, that means we are on the same level of consciousness. And I just thought into it, and it's very wonderful. It's the fact. We may say, envy ke karan baat kar raha hai. But the Maharaj made the point that if you get affected, then you are also having the same level of consciousness. We'll explain how. And he says, therefore, Sridhar Kolbe, he was not affected. He was on a different, higher level of consciousness. So the very fact, if someone misbehaves with us, either inside temple or outside temple, anywhere, we get affected. See, affected is, if we speak back, is certainly expression of our affection, affectedness. Even if we get affected in the heart, if we keep that memory also, if we react, it's further there. If we fight back, it's further there. But even if we keep that memory in our heart, 10 saal pehle isne se bola tha, something like that, not good. That is, we are getting affected. And Maharaj made the sentence, if we get affected, then we are of the same consciousness. So why we can complain against them? Because we are also the same consciousness, then that's why we are getting affected. I was thinking, yes, in this whole world is like that. If someone behaves with me out of envy or pride or ego or criticism, and that's what our scripture says, that's what Srila Prabhupada told once Bhaktivedanta Maharaj. Actually, I will give two examples to make it clear. Suppose we are walking on the road and one person who is drunk, we call it tight, and he gives us gali, bad word. Hey, you like this, you like that. I hope and 99% we will not react. Because we know, uska level alag hai, wo daru peke nashe mein, he is drunk. Why I should react to his behavior? But suppose a drunk person gives gali to another drunk person, what will happen? He will get wonderful reaction. Because both are on the same level. We won't react because we are on different level. So suppose a person out of pride, envy or ego or whatever it may be, does something to us, give us gali or misbehaves with us, we'll react only when we are on the same level. We are also same level of pride, same level of ego, same level of envy. If we are on a higher level, okay, you can do whatever you want. Why should I get affected? And that's a wonderful point. So suppose we have some bitter experiences in our past 5, 10, 15, 20 years. He did this to me because of envy or because of partiality or what it may be. The very fact that I get affected means I am also on the same level of consciousness. So we should better keep quiet. We should not, because the same fault in both of us. So better we raise our consciousness. We have, so the very fact that we got affected, that means we are on the same level of consciousness, and that means we don't have any special right to complain against him, because we are on the same level of consciousness. Huh? So, and therefore, that's a very wonderful point which I like, and I'm just thinking, and all my, what do you call it, if not, whatever little negative experiences or bad experiences, they all just went away, because why I should have negative about him, because he might have done right or wrong, but I got affected, means I am also the same level of consciousness. Better we forget it, everything. The very fact that we get affected, and I would just like to tell the story of Srila Prabhupada and Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj, a wonderful story. Some of you might be knowing it, but I will repeat it over here. Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj once went to Prabhupada, and you know, in America at that time, 1970s, there was some degree of what do you call it? Varna Bhed. What do you call it? Apartheid, you call in South Africa. Racism. Yeah, racism. Black and white. So Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj went to Srila Prabhupada and he said, Prabhupada, I don't want to tell you. He was putting forward his experience. I don't want to tell you, but I am very sorry to tell you that even in our ashram, there is racism. So in ashram, not outside. So generally what we'll do, okay, forget it, we should neglect it, we'll tell goody-goody things. But Prabhupada knew that Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj was a qualified person to get the right answer. He said, if you get affected by their behavior, then how are you different from that? The same point. It is there in Chaitanya. They are behaving under the influence of racism, that is their consciousness, black and white. And you are getting affected because you are also thinking, I am black and they are white, they are white and I am black. So, and Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj, when he heard this answer, he said, wow, such a wonderful answer. I am getting affected because, and so when we say, oh, he is behaving under pride with me and not good. In Marathi we call it, when we point one finger, the four fingers are towards us. So that's what it is said. If we are getting influenced by someone's wrong behavior, Prabhupada says, then what is the difference between him and you? And that made me so much joyful. Just let me, the only solution is we have to raise ourselves to higher level. Otherwise, we will get affected. And the very fact that we get affected means we are on the same level. And our goal should be clear. What is the goal clear? To re-establish our lost relationship with Supreme Lord. And we have to learn to recognize that how Krishna is fulfilling our prayers. We all say, what do you call it? Shikshashtak. Everyone has said Shikshashtak in the morning? I hope, I also. Chaito Darpana Marjanam. But I am going into the third shloka. Tunadapi suni chena taro riva sahishnuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari. So the fourth line is kirtaniya sadahari. So that is our desire. Means our goal should be clear. As it is mentioned, Jaya. What is Jaya? What is conquer? Conquer over material conditioning. And for that, we have to be mad after God. That is Kirtaniya Sadahari. So our goal has to be clear. Kirtaniya Sadahari. And for that, what is required? Tunadapi Sunichena. Because without that, it is not possible. That's what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has told us. Without being Tunadapi Sunichena, Tarori was. So we pray that. We even read the translation. All of us know it. One has to be humble, then the blade of grass, tolerant, then the tree, give respect to everyone without expecting any respect in return. So we pray, Supreme Lord, please, I want this. And when Krishna gives us some situations like that, where we have to become humble, then we forget. Then, you prayed for and you got it. Just like if you pray for Mercedes Benz, and when you get it, we recognize it. Is it not? We pray, please give me Mercedes Benz, and then I walk on the road and, what is there? Right, new brand, someone with the key, maybe with the driving license also. And Krishna has given us the driving knowledge also. We may be, and it's there, we recognize. So daily we pray, Tunadapi Sunichena Taro Riva Sahishnuna Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari Amanina Mandena. So when someone disrespects us, what we do?
We disrespect him, or we at least complain against him. But Krishna has given us the opportunity to give respect even those who give us disrespect. So we should be able to recognize that. We are praying to Krishna to become humble than the blade of grass. So we say, "Arey, ye to bhakto ke sang mein ho gaya." So we have prayed that bhakto ke sang ke bahar hi hum humble banenge, andar nahi banenge. We don't pray like that. We will become tolerant only with non-devotees and not with devotees. With devotees, we will become intolerant. No. We prayed a general statement. Everywhere. 24/7. So, when such things happen, they should not happen. Among association of devotees, it should not happen like that. But it happens sometimes, here and there. In material world, it happens. Because all of us are conditioned. So, when such things happen, we should say, hey, this is the opportunity for me to follow this sloka, Trinadapi Sunyachena. Or for me to do this, Amanina Mandena. Let me catch to it. Because without that, Jayam is not possible. Tato Jayam. Without that, Kirtanya Sadahari. So, we pray for something, and when we get it, we forget what we prayed for. So, how can we be nice? Who can be more foolish than that? We prayed for this, Tuladapi Sunichena, Taro Riva Sahishnuna, Amanina Manadena. And when Krishna says, okay, you are praying for me, take it. Somewhere you have to become humble. And then say, something like that. Why I did not get Mangal Arati to sing for 2 months? Or why nobody gave me some Gulab Jamun or something like that? Or there can be some subtle things also. And we just imagine something, that's a different topic. Imagining or assuming. But anyway, actually I just coined a nice sentence. We should not always think in a negative way. But from this all thing, what I coined a sentence is that devotees around us may not be perfect. We are no one to say whether they are perfect or not. Devotees around us may not be perfect. But they are perfectly placed by Krishna to make us perfect. So, we have to recognize that. So, we say, he is not perfect, he is not perfect. But they are there to make you perfect. Please try to learn that. We miss the goal that I have to become perfect. So, when we miss the goal, we see others' imperfection. Which are there. I am not denying. I am not saying all devotees around me are super perfect. I am not. They are not. And even if some are not. But, and therefore we say, oh, this situation is very bad. I will change. Krishna is merciful to you. He will place you. If you pray for perfection, he will place you in that situation. In devotee, outside devotee, somewhere he will place you. And then when we pray for perfection, and for that perfection, some steps are required, which we have to follow and overcome. And when Krishna places us in these situations, we creep, hey, why it is happening like this? This is a check. You prayed for it. Now recognize that. And move ahead. And one before we end, one last point. Another illusion, or I would say there is some mistake in this statement. Suppose, for your information, from our temple to Vada farm is say around 110 kilometers. So if I make a statement, from temple to Vada is 55 kilometers, there is something wrong. It's a mistaken statement. You can immediately point out, no, Prabhuji, not 55, it's 110. So, sometimes devotees have this illusion, or they think, they make a statement which is wrong. Like, from our temple to Vada farm is 55 kilometers, is a wrong statement. Similarly, we make a statement, I will go to the spiritual world and then I will be blissful. Blissful life will be experienced when I go to spiritual world. There's some mistake in that. The mistake is, whatever consciousness we have in this life, we carry on to the next birth. That we all know. Tatha dehantara prapti. We all say this in Bhagavata course. If we are violent, we will become tiger. If we are this, we will become that. If we are want to expose our body, we will become trees, etc., etc., etc. So how can a change of consciousness from not blissfulness to blissfulness happen directly in this end of this life? It's not able to. People think I will go to the spiritual world and then become blissful. I would say first we have to be blissful here and then only we will be qualified to go back to the spiritual world. People have, sometimes devotees have, this world is very bad. It's very sorrow and it's like that, creeping or complaining. It is like that, but still we have to be learned to be. Anandam buddhi vardhanam pratipadam punamruta swadhanam. We think that will happen there. That will happen there, but first we have to be practiced over here. So therefore, so to be completely blissful is possible. See, without being completely blissful, you can't go back to the spiritual world. And to be completely blissful is possible only when we don't have even a negative experience in our consciousness, even a simple one. Without that, it's not possible. So we have to make the right choice, whether we want victory, on which is not going to happen even by the effect of time. Even, as I said, everything is destroyed by the time, except our conditioned nature. So if we need a very pinpointed effort, and we can remove our negative experiences by many analogies, but one analogy which I am thinking since past few days is, if I negative experience, he did something like this to me, and I got influenced, that means I also have the same fault. So at least I should, I have no scope to complain because I am also having the same fault. And then ultimately we have to raise our consciousness. So anyway, it's like a, what do you call it? Marathi we call it, chota tondi mutha ghas. I don't know what you call it in English. What do you call it in English? Like a, I'm a small person but try to speak some big things. I certainly don't claim to follow whatever I spoke. But by sharing with each other, nowadays the world is of sharing. Anything happens, people share. So I heard from Ranath Maharaj, I just started sharing with you his one of point. Maybe we can help all each other and help me to also remember this goal of spiritual life always in my life. Hare Krishna. Any comment? Hare. Nandagop Prabhu also raised. He raised first maybe. And then only two hands. Nandagop Prabhu and Leelashukh Prabhu. Please, you can give some comment.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Prabhu, for this wonderful class. And no doubt, we always see you blissful, happy, and we are inspired by you. So, Prabhuji, like, since like everyone is practicing here, and some are very close to Krishna, and they are able to follow this Nadhanam Najana or Trunadapi Sunichana, all these things. But sometimes, like neophyte devotees, they go through a trouble where, like, you know, it is said Krishna consciousness is susukham kartum avayam. So, you gave some example, like Mercedes Benz is there, but while going, someone is not treating you well. Focus on goal. Then you gave the example of like someone is a drunkard and like that. So Mother Parvati, you gave example how she, when she corrected Chitragadu. So also you gave the example of racism in the ashram. So then it was a wonderful way how as an individual we can deal it devotionally like that. But some thoughts come from like managerially. Like you gave example of Sridhar Kolvecha, but the thought came to me that he was not in any management as such. So from management point of view or ISKCON point of view, like I heard, read a book, Unspoken Obstacle in Devotional Path by Purnachandra Swami Maharaj, and he writes there, the whole book is like that, that ISKCON is a pure like Yamuna, but because of our conditionings, we have polluted it. But then it is our responsibility to purify it. So then when we see that, you know, even I hear from Govind through that to cheat is bad, but to get cheated is worst. So the point is, when we go through unpleasant experiences and it is affecting our devotional service, definitely we can internalize things and take shelter of things. But like how, as a Krishna conscious society, the right things can be ensured that Vaishnava culture is maintained, or how we can protect from this limit, not proper dealings.
Wonderful point, because we have to stay with devotees. That is, and some in devotees in organization, devotees means there will be some organization. We can say one way, Bhakti Siddhi Maharaj himself, he very nicely went and in a very polite way spoke to Srila Prabhupada that I am very sorry to say, but this is a fact that this is happening. So in the management, actually Bhaktivinoda Thakur, actually both. We have to learn to be tolerant and humble on an individual level. In a management, we have to do some efforts to correct the situation. But that should not be with the same influence of pride or ego. It should be completely with the influence to correct the situation or help that particular person in the bhakti. You know, Thakur writes in Bhakta Lok that we can talk of other people's fault only in two ways. One is when the speaker says that this is an example of a fault. Or when we are in a position to correct or help that, rather than correct, in a position to help that person. So even when how can at least we should improve? Someone has behaved wrongly with me and I want it to improve. Then I should not go and speak to authorities to complain, but I should speak out of actual concern. Now that at least change of consciousness we should try to, like this devotee, if he continues like this, his Krishna consciousness won't be very nice. Suddenly I got affected, but it won't be very nice. So in that way, we can, and in the management, we do need to take some steps. But even after that, as I said, some things will keep on happening. We can't make the whole thing perfect in this material world. And actually another point is if we keep on focusing on this and not on the goal, even if we go back to the spiritual world, we'll find some faults there also. We'll find some faults in Krishna also. We'll find some faults in Prabhupada also. So yes, it's a thin line. Basically, we have to do the management with detachment. That's what I can summarize. Yes.
This point, like what you said, if you do this, and we'll also do in the spiritual world. So I don't agree with that, because spiritual world will not give an entry itself, first of all.
Spiritual world?
We will not give an entry if we have some faults. So first, that is the point. Second is, like when Varadev, he was lifting the earth, and then Hiranyaksha started using foul words against Varadev, then Varadev was also felt insulted. But then he did the service, kept the earth in the orbit. But later he dealt with Hiranyaksha very nicely. So I expect these things from the management, that if some people are having the tendency like Kamsa or Ravana in the garb of devotees, then can...
So we have to do, like some devotees out of conditioning may steal Krishna's money. So we have to take whatever is necessary. But our consciousness should not be affected. We should try to do it in a detached way. It's a difficult thing, but we have to do. Varadeva did.
Yeah, I can speak out like Srila Prabhupada. When our devotees were having appointment with president, and because of that MP, Rajdhan, I think, we became late. And then Prabhupada asked, why didn't you tell the president that? Because of Rajdhan, we didn't come on time. So instead of saying we should transcend, let us also learn how to deal it.
Yeah, management has to be there. See, on a management point of view, we have to deal. But I am talking from the consciousness point of view. The management point of view, we have to say people should come on time. But at the end of day, that should not affect our consciousness. Management point of view, we have to make rules, attendance. If you don't come on time, the bus may leave. So we should not be angry. Hey, he is late. And those who miss the bus, they should also not be angry. The management point of view, we have to take some actions. Otherwise, it just can't work. It will be completely, chaos. So we have to take some actions, but it should be completely in a detached way. And what is detachment? It should not affect our consciousness. That negative experiences should not remain in our consciousness beyond that incident. I would say, we should try to minimize in our, you are engineer. So in that integration, there is L, time limiting to 0, if you remember. So our time of being influenced by such incidences should become 0 slowly. It may be years, but slowly it should become 0. That is the goal. Management we have to do. We can't avoid.
Thank you, Guru. It was a wonderful explanation. Hare Krishna.
It's time, but Lila Shukh Prabhu has raised his hand, so I said 2. After that we'll stop. Lila Shukh Prabhu, please.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for your nice class. Some part of my question is clear, but still, in the pastimes of Shyamantaka Jewel, Satrajit accused Krishna for killing his brother and stealing his jewel. And Krishna proved himself that I am not accused. I am not to be blamed for this. Krishna proved himself. Similarly, when we are doing services, sometimes our services are questioned, our behavior is questioned, and trustworthiness is questioned. So what we should do in that condition?
I said we should do whatever is required, but without ego, without attachment, without getting affected. And even after doing that, sometimes we might be, people will accept what we say, sometimes people will not. In either case, we should not be affected. The whole thing is we should not allow our consciousness to get affected. We have to take, so like we are sick, we have to take medicines. We are not like someone like Meera Devi who drank the poison and nothing happened. We are not on that level. When we are, we can do that also. Like Prahlad Maharaj. So right now, we are sick, we need medicines. Right now, we need money for maintaining Krishna's temple. So if some thief is coming, we have to protect it. But like, oh, that is a bad person, he's a thief, or what it may be. All that consciousness, if it is there in consciousness, we can't be Krishna conscious. It's a difficult job, but it's, we have to face it. And someone will say, another point, hey, this is very difficult in management. Better I give up. Do you think by giving up you will pass the exam? Three things you can do. You attempt and fail 100 times. And you say, I am failing. And then you stop attempting, then you will never pass. He said, this is all bad. I don't attempt. We can, but it's very long. Better to attempt, 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 we fail, attempt, we fail. Sometime we'll pass by Krishna's mercy. So if we think, like, therefore Param Pujya Rahat Maharaj made this statement, that my life with eating only 1 carrot per day and little water in a day, when he was staying in the stone on Haridwar, that way was better than staying with devotees, with management and everything. So it's failure. But then another place is there is no attempt. Because without get, see, the whole point is, we get insulted and we have to not affect it. So if we stay alone, how will we pass this exam? So, when, I'm not saying who, devotees will insult her or non-devotees will insult her. That is not a matter. We just make it a devotee ne kiya. The point is, we are getting insulted. And we should not get affected. If you stay alone, you are not attempting the exam itself. So, we have to pass it out. We have, in management, we have to do, we have to thin line. But the end, just forget it. Because 20 years down the line, for example, suppose you may say, "Are sorry, but I'm just taking your name. This Prabhuji is not doing this good seva, and therefore we'll shift him from this department to that department. So many things will come in your consciousness. 20 years down the line, it doesn't matter. What matters is you have that bad experience in your consciousness. I'm just telling, because these things happen. Sometimes the seva will be changed. Sometimes you will say, you are not efficient. Forget it. It will just come and passage of time, everything will flow off. But if you have the chance, you can tell to the people that I was trying to do seva honestly. Sometimes you will be successful again in telling the people. Sometimes you may not be. 20 years down the line, nothing is important. That's only, why that is important then? Because we are on the same level of ego. That is affecting us because we are on the same level. Personally, management is a different thing. Management, we have to do what is best, what is required. But personally, that is affecting us because we might see, as you might say, try to defend and you might try to show to the world, I was correct. Sometimes world will accept, sometimes world will not. Even if you prove to the world and you are successful that I was correct, still the experience will remain in with you, in your consciousness, disturbing your consciousness. That should not be there. That's the point. I'm not saying don't try to defend yourself if it is required in a society or management. But whether you are successful or not, don't keep the experiences with you. Transcend it. Anyway, as I said, I have to respect. Yesterday was Women's Day, so I have to respect Mataji. Last question.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji. Actually, I have a question. Two Matajis, if they are doing, like, if they are doing seva in the same place, like in a kitchen, they are doing the same seva. And from one Mataji always finding faults. Or something like picking every time that you have not done this and that. In the DT, any seva. So, how you can retaliate? If you don't want to retaliate also, like if you know, and if you want to move ahead, like thinking, focusing on the goal. But every time if that same person is tricking you, finding faults, then how can you make your mind cool in every situation? It is not easy.
Not easy. That accepted. But the answer is already given. See, basically management comes in when that person's behavior is creating disturbance in the seva. If the seva is going on, management doesn't come in. Management picture comes in when that person's behavior is, no, it is disturbing me individually. It's very difficult, but that's what we pray for. It's difficult. Who says spiritual life is easy? Tukaram Maharaj said in one Abhanga, Ratran Divasama Yuddhacha Prasanga. That means spiritual life is like a war, which is not easy. Is war easy? It's an internal war, but it's not easy. It's not easy, it's difficult. But we have to keep trying. But if it is going to, if that person's behavior is hampering the seva, we might have to take up in a management level. And as I said, management level, things are a different topic. Because management level I cannot discuss in the class, not because I want to avoid it. It has to be very specific. It has to be incident specific. It can't make a general statement. But general statement I can make about individual consciousness. Is whatever, whether that is disturbing, not disturbing. If it is disturbing to the seva, it goes to the management. If it is only for myself, it's Krishna's mercy. I am praying for that. Krishna is giving me. It's difficult. But without that, we will not pass also in spiritual life. Let's fail 100 times, but at least try to pass. Anyway, Hare Krishna. I'll end here. Srila Prabhupada ki.